in West End, and you're invited to be part of the action. Now, let's get the latest on the Monmouth Hawks from Matt and Coach Cal.
A very rainy Tuesday around the Shore area, but heating up here at Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End. We welcome you live to the first edition of the 2012 Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. We start things off, as we do week in and week out, with a recap of last week's game. Also have some time to do a preview of the season, since we are not on prior to the first game of the season, which turned out to be a 27-17 loss to Lehigh up at Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And as I say, a good evening to the head coach in his 20th year now of the Monmouth football program, Kevin Callahan. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well, Matt.
Well, let's before we talk about the season as a whole, let's get right into the immediacy of the game last week. Played at number 11 Lehigh, as we said, 27-17. You and I have been talking a bit about the game last week, and I would have to think you've been in this game a long time. Moral victories probably don't really exist anymore. Thought the team played extremely well, especially in the second half. 21-17 was the score at halftime, and it was a second half that Monmouth, quite frankly, dominated. Dominated offensively up front, dominated on the defensive side of the football as well after giving up 21 points. And really, when we say 27-17, there was a fumble recovery at the end of the game that turned out to be the other 6 points for Lehigh that essentially don't mean anything. So 21-17, probably more indicative of the score. Now a few days later, 3 days after that, when you factor in Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, where is this game sitting in your head?
Well, Matt, you know, obviously in football you have to move on, and you know, you play a game and it stays with you for about 24 hours, and then you have to start getting ready for the next one. But looking back at this game, I think it was a game that, you know, just as you said, we started a little slow. We put ourselves in a hole, but I thought our guys did a tremendous job of fighting back, getting ourselves back in the game in the second half, and giving ourselves an opportunity to win. I was very pleased with the way our team fought back through the adversity. It was an extremely hot day. As you know, you were out there. It was 90 degrees. It was very humid. I thought our guys handled the heat very, very well. I thought we wore Lehigh down in the second half and really took control of the game. And I sensed that control was starting even in the second quarter. You know, we gave up a touchdown in the closing minutes of the first half that put the score at 21-7. But the attitude in the locker room was a positive one. Our guys were ready to go. We knew that we had a lot better football in us, and we came out and showed that in the second half.
Statistically, I mean, things basically, and that's how you measure things after a game, at least the media usually does. Statistically, things were so even, 360 yards for Lehigh, 333 for Monmouth. I think the one number that jumps out at me on the offensive side of the ball, if we can start there, 84 total plays, and so many of those coming in the second half where there was that domination. The offensive line really did start to assert themselves. We saw Kyle Frazier, who, of course, missed half the season a year ago, I think find his rhythm a little bit in that second half. The running game started to click. I would imagine you'd be happy minus the turnovers that took place.
Well, I agree with you, Matt. You know, obviously three turnovers is far too many in any game, and you know, one of our goals is to not turn the ball over at all. And, you know, to have three of them on the day, two of them in the fourth quarter with at the end of drives that would have given us an opportunity to possibly win are especially troublesome. But to have 84 plays on the day, I think, is a positive. One of the things that we went to the no-huddle offense this year was to get more offensive snaps. And to have 84 on the afternoon is certainly a positive thing there. And, you know, I was happy with the way we were able to run the ball in the second half as well. And, you know, we'll hear from KB Asante a little later here on the show, but was just under 100 yards. And I thought I had a very, very productive day.
Now, how about defensively? You mentioned KB. We'll also hear from Reggie Hildebrandt Jr. As part of our guest segment tonight. Defensively, 21 points in the first half, which you as a defensive-minded coach probably makes you shiver, especially that last touchdown. But no points, essentially, in the second half. When you factor in the fumble recovery, I thought the defense did a magnificent job. And I'm not sure if it was adjustments that you as coaches made at halftime or the players just executing better or a combination thereof.
I think a little bit of both. You know, my sense in the first half, particularly the first quarter, when Lehigh went up, I think they scored on two of the first three drives of the game. We just needed to settle down and execute. We were making far too many little mistakes, mistakes in our defensive line with some of the stunt packages we were using that allowed them to kind of move the chains and get into the end zone. once we got into the half and we just told our guys to settle down and play, we felt what we had installed as a game plan was exactly what we needed to do, and we just needed to settle down and execute a little bit better. You know, you hate to do that down 21-7, but to the credit of our guys, we did just that, and then we started coming up with turnovers. We forced three on the day, and that put our offense in good field position. We scored off those turnovers. And that's the way good teams play. Your offense feeds off your defense and vice versa, and you get good play on your special teams. And I thought that's the way the game was going in the second half.
Is it difficult for you to walk off of that field, and again, now a couple of days later, to reflect on it and say to yourself, we played well, but we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit too much? Do you leave that game saying, boy, I'm really proud of how we played in the second half, but on top of it, we really let a game get away that we probably should have won?
Well, there's no question about it. You know, I am proud of the way our guys fought through the adversity of the second half. I am very happy with the way we came from behind and put ourselves in a position to win. I was happy with our conditioning level, and I thought, you know, as I mentioned earlier, with the circumstances of the day, I thought we played very well in those adverse conditions. But this team has a lot higher expectations than playing close. We're not satisfied with playing close. Yeah, we're going out to win. We want to win a championship, and we need to win each and every opportunity that we have on Saturday afternoons. We can take a lot of things away from this game. There's many positives, as I was just saying. There's negative that the first game always points out for you, things that we have to be able to do better. We need to start faster. We need to have better ball security. And if we can make those improve in those areas this week, I think we'll be a much improved football team on Saturday against Rhode Island.
Well, that is the home opener. It takes place Saturday afternoon, a game that you can obviously catch on 1160, 1310 a.m., SureSportsNetwork.com, our broadcast home for the Kevin Callahan Mammoth Football Show each and every Tuesday for the next 11 weeks here at Jack's Goal Line Stand in West End. Coach, final question on the game from Lehigh. Give it a grade. How do you grade a game in a loss where, as you said, there are many positives that you take out of that game?
C to C plus. I think the second half we probably played a B plus. You know, take away those two turnovers that we had. It was a pretty good second half. The first half we started much too slow for my liking. We really were playing tentatively on both sides of the ball. We need to start faster, execute better right from the beginning. You know, so I guess good second half, not so good first half. So I would come in at a C plus.
C plus. There's the grade. What we'll do is we'll take our first break. When we come back, we'll be joined by our first guest. He had a magnificent game, getting a ton of carries, 11 for 94. That's KB Asante, the junior. He'll join us after this quick break. You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Mama Football Show live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End.
Football show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
From our new home of the Kevin Callahan Mammoth Football Show, Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End. Matt Harmon back here with the head coach of the Hawks, Kevin Callahan, and joined now by junior running back KB Asante. Finished up 11 carries, 94 yards, really spurred the offense on, especially in the second half. KB, want to welcome you to the show. The first guest of 2012. You feeling any pressure by that at all?
Just a little bit. I'm glad to be on the show, though.
Well, we were certainly happy to have you here. Let's talk real quick about the game on Saturday against Lehigh. 27-17, you guys wound up losing really what was a tough game. But I thought offensively, especially in the second half, which has been our theme in the first segment at least, the second half was so different than the first half. Tell me why that was.
Yeah, it was a tell of two halves. I mean, we started off a little slow. I mean, I'm not really sure why, but it took us a while to get going. But once we started getting going, everything was clicking. And in the second half, we were able to move the ball up and down. We were just acting as a unit, and we were just able to do whatever we wanted on the field.
Now, your game was unbelievable. I mean, when you think about it, 8.5 yards per carry, 11 carries, 94 yards. At what point of the game did you say, I'm feeling pretty good about how I'm running the football?
I was really well prepared through film studies with Coach Damien. We were out there watching film. We knew where the fits were going to be, and the O-line did a terrific job, so it was really made my job really easy.
He's a smart man. His running back coach is here, so we better make sure that he gives him
a little shout-out in terms of the
film preparation.
KB, what was the mood like on the field, particularly in the fourth quarter? You know, we were moving the ball. We were picking up some key third and fourth down conversions. What was the mood like in the huddle?
Really, the defense really spurred us. They got us going. They were getting stops, interceptions, turnovers. And then in the mood in the huddle during the fourth quarter on offense was we just have to move the ball and keep it going. So we were all really optimistic. We knew we could do what we had to do. And we just had a good mood out there overall.
Junior running back KB Asante joining us here on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. KB, obviously it's disappointing anytime you lose, especially maybe when you feel like you let a team off the hook like you did with Lehigh. As you guys are leaving, and it's not an extremely long bus ride back to West Long Branch from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, what's the mood like on that ride back home with the team?
We were really frustrated because we knew we let one slip right through our hands. We were playing the 11th ranked team in the country. It was our first time to show it this year. All the hard work we put in from last winter through the spring and the fall, and summer camp, we just felt as we let one slip through. So no one's satisfied at all. We don't really believe in moral victory, so no one's really satisfied at all.
How do you now put that loss behind you and look ahead now? I mean, is it just simple as saying that game's in the books, we can't think about it anymore, we've got to get ready for URI on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, pretty much after we watch the film, we put that game to bed and we learn from our mistakes, and we just know we have to finish now. Start better and finish better.
Coach, the running back position that KB is a part of, along with Julian Hayes and Pete Nagy, who was unable to play in the game on Saturday, certainly one of depth this year. What does KB bring that the other two guys who are kind of in the mix of the rotation have that maybe the other two don't?
Well, as you said, Matt, it's a position where we have a tremendous amount of depth and we have talent. With KB Asante, who's with us tonight, Julian Hayes, Pete Nagy, you know, we have three backs who bring a little bit. Each one of them has a little bit something different that they bring to the table. Where Julian is more of the bigger, thicker, stronger back. Peter's on a little bit on the smaller side, but has very quick feet and has a knack for finding the holes. KB kind of is a combination of both of those things. He can run with power. He can run through tackles. People are not going to arm tackle KB. He has great vision when he runs and can find the open holes, but he's also extremely patient. He lets things and allows them to develop in front of him, allows the blockers to get up to their men, and he can find the seam. And once he does, he has the ability to accelerate through that.
KB, would you agree with that assessment of your head coach?
Yeah.
Pretty close. Pretty good.
He doesn't have a choice.
No, he doesn't have much of a choice, does he? KB, as part of that unit, the running back unit, with three guys who probably want to carry the football as often as you want to between yourself and Julian and Pete, I'm sure you'd love to say, I had 20 carries a game. How is the dynamic of the unit at practice during the game? Is it, hey, whoever's got the hot hand? Is there any kind of ego issue at all between any of you?
I like to say we're really selfless in that position. We really just care about W's at the end of the day. So whoever's carrying it, whether it's me, Julian, Pete, we're all happy for one another. We know it's a hard-working unit. It's a hard group. You know, we take a lot of hits. So whoever's doing their thing at the time, we're fine with it.
Finally, before we let you go, I want you to talk to our audience here at Jax and also the listening audience on the radio, your journey to Monmouth. You know, I don't think many people probably know you started your career at West Virginia, decided to transfer to Monmouth. What led you to that decision, and how do you feel in terms of finding Monmouth as your home now?
Oh, well, I was at West Virginia my first year. I redshirted over there. I felt that after the first year I went through, like, my position there at the team, I don't think I was going to have, like, a great impact. We had a change of coaching staff, so I was just like, I went and sought out a different school, and I sought out Monmouth University, and then they got back to me, and then they were just like, they'd like to have me as a part of their team. So I came out here spring semester of my freshman year, worked hard, didn't really know the place, so my last season I did a lot of things on special teams, but I took a lot of time this past off season to learn the plays, in the playbook, and get stronger and faster, and help hopefully be a big impact on the team this year.
And I can second that, Matt. You know, KB is one of the hardest workers on our teams. Last year's contribution was really focused on all the special teams, and he did an outstanding job there. But KB took it upon himself to make himself a better player, and through our off-season conditioning program and in spring ball and even throughout the summer, worked extremely hard in the weight room, studied film, made sure he understood our offense inside and out. And what we're seeing now is the product of all that hard work. and all that desire to excel that he has.
KB, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Obviously, continued success. Great start to the year for you individually. I'm sure the next step will be getting that win on Saturday afternoon. And strategically, you're in a good position right now. You've ordered food and gotten your interview out of the way, so you'll be able to eat while Reggie comes up here and has to talk for a little bit.
All right. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. That's KB Asante, junior running back here at Monmouth University. We step out for a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk some defense with one of the captains of the Monmouth football team this year, Reggie Hildebrand, Jr., all after this quick pause. You're listening from Jack's Goal Line Stand to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show on the Shore Sports Network.